I'm going to share God's word. My prayer is that this will encourage you, that this will exhort you, and that this will also challenge you. Sometimes God's word comes and it challenges us, doesn't it? It can correct us, you know. I remember when I first started going to church, at 19 years of age, I gave my heart to Christ. And before that, before I wasn't a Christian, I lived not a very good, you know, I was quite naughty. But coming into the house of God and I gave my heart to Christ and I would hear God's word, gee, it really changed me. I had to agree with God. God's word is number one, it's paramount. And the word says that God's truth will set us free. And so the truth of God's word sets us free. And thankfully, that's what he did for me. He set me free from lots of different things just by following his truth. We're people that love the word of God. It's good to love his word. Okay, so I would like to start off with Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12 to verse 17. And should we read this together? Let's read this together. This is about Jacob. Okay. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you and your offering. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. The title of my message today is, how awesome is this place? People, do we know where we are? Do you know where you're sitting? This is none other than the house of God. This is an awesome place. Now, you're here today. How blessed are we to know God and to be here in this place? God's house is an awesome place. And today I want to talk to you about how awesome is God's house. How awesome is this place? And you know, I want to share on some points on how we can make the house of God an awesome place. Why is it an awesome place? And how will it become an awesome place? Because God, this is God's plan for us. To you here today, this is his plan for you to be here. All the other churches that are around in the community, all over Perth today, it's part of God's plan that we gather together. This really is an awesome place. C3 Wellard is an awesome place. Let me tell you that the best is yet to come. Tell the person next to you, the best is yet to come. Tell the person on the other side of you, the best is yet to come. You can tell me, Katrina. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. In Haggai chapter 1, verse 1 to 11, it's that the house of God was in ruins. And the people were, they weren't looking after it. Let's have a look at that. Can we read that? Okay, I'll read this. We can read this together. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains and the grain, the new wine, the olive oil and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and all the labor of your hands. Oh, hang on, sorry. I needed verse 1. Is that verse 1? No, that's verse 11. I need verse 1. Thank you. Verse 1 to 11. Okay. We will get there. So verse 1 to verse 11. Okay, here we go. We ready? In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and the high priest. Verse 2. We're going to go all the way to verse 11. You like some of those names. Who's going to call their son Zerubbabel? Joshua, yes. Jozadak. Wow. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Verse 4. Yeah. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while the house remains in a ruin? Well, we want to be a people that build God's house, don't we? We want to be a people that want to make the house of God an amazing place, an absolute amazing place. Now,
is that better? Fantastic. So, some of these things you would know, but it's always good to remember. And just to go over some things. And these are really good things, and these are just basic things. I'm a football chaplain at a local football club. And the coach sometimes talks to the players, and he says to them, so these are in a footy club, he says, boys, just go back to the basics. Do the basics well. Do the basics really well. Do the basics really well. Okay, so number one, it is a house of prayer. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, I urge you then, first of all, okay, let's get that scripture up, sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Prayer. God wants our house to be a house of prayer. I know you run a prayer meeting here. What nights is that? Monday nights. What time? 6 o'clock? 6:30? Fantastic. So come on down. Come down and pray. Now, of course, we pray in our own personal times. We do, that's just a given. But when the house of God calls to pray, come on down. It's great fun. How long does it go for? Half an hour. Cool. Okay. So it is a house of prayer. It's important that we are people that pray. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your friends. Pray for your community. Whatever needs that there are that the church is calling for to pray for those areas. You know, last night I was, we just got back from Sydney last night, and on the way back we were driving, and we were praying for a couple, a married couple. And as we're praying for them, I finished praying and I felt like the Lord gave me an answer. And I said to my wife, oh, hon, do you know what I think? And she goes, hang on, I've just got something. She goes, just let me pray. And so she prays, right? And then she tells me what the impression she has, and was equally the same. And so pray. Pray in the house of God. When you're on your own, pray. When you know people are going through difficult times, pray. Pray for them. Sometimes God can give you an impression and help unlock their next step to freedom, okay? And it's really, that is just important, to be people of prayer. So this house is a house of prayer. Number two,